Hi everyone, I'm Brittany.
And I'm Tiffany.
And we're the Terror Girls.
Welcome back to season four. We are super excited to have another guest outside of our area, outside of Cleveland today, Chad Weichel.
Welcome, Chad.
Thanks. Thank you, Alice. Glad to do this with you. You guys are so popular. Glad to be part of the cool group.
I don't know about that.
we'll get more into this soon, but we met Chad last spring at a La Sportiva run camp that he put together for different folks in the area. And that's how we met Chad and got connected with La Sportiva as a brand. But Chad, before we jump into the actual interview, we love to start each interview with warm-up questions. Really, they're not really related to running at all. They're just silly,
fun questions to get us into the groove of the interview.
Put me on them. I'm ready.
Okay. Awesome. All right. First one. Would you rather be too hot forever or too cold forever?
Too cold. No doubt. No doubt. I'd rather be too cold. I just mentioned this yesterday. You can always put on some more clothes, or usually you can, to get warmer. You can only take off so many pieces. So, yep. And still be a part of a group. So
still be presentable.
That's right. So that's an easy one for me.
As we're recording this, it's about the first hot day of spring. So we're just kind of extra feeling the heat and, not acclimated at all to it. So,
me too.
All right. Chad, do you prefer fiction or nonfiction and why?
That's a great question. I'm probably 50-50. I'm listening to some nonfiction right now in a book. In fact, of the books I read, I probably listen to more of them than I actually read. Mm-hmm. Shame on me.
No way. We're big fans. Big advocate of audiobooks. No way.
Yep. Yeah. I feel like I'm getting somewhere. You can run and listen to a book.
Absolutely. What could be better?
Yeah, right. Right. But I do like fiction too, for sure. And if I went back into my real book reading days, I'd have to go back a long way, but I'd get into some science fiction, fantasy stuff on the realm of like The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings trilogy and stuff like that. Dungeons and Dragons. but at any rate, both. I'm probably 50-50.
Okay. That's we'll
good.
Accept that.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
All right, Chad, when it comes to cross training, do you prefer yoga, weights, or something else? What do you do when you're not running?
I've been goading myself for a while, needing to get back to some resistance training. Mm-hmm. That was part of my youth for sure. And so I've over the last couple of months, I've just reinstituted some of that stuff. So I would say resistance training and some different forms. Luckily, my wife's a physical therapist, so it's easy for me to get some at least short-term training advice. She doesn't, I'm not a paying customer of her, so I only get snippets of her time.
Yep.
So at any rate, I would say as of 2 months ago, and I'm going to hold on to it, resistance training.
Awesome. Well, it's now enshrined in this podcast forever that you told people you resistance train.
Oh, man. Yeah, people ask, did I stay with it?
Yeah.
Runners need to do more. We need to do more of all the other kinds of things.
Right.
But that's a good one. All right. Chad, if you had to delete one food from existing in the universe, what would you get rid of?
So this is a double-edged question. I'm going to say a certain kind of this food. Okra is the first thing that popped into my head. I really, really like okra a lot when it's cooked almost to death, right? Okay. It's got to really be, it's fried, I guess, in some cornmeal. I guess that's the way it typically gets prepared. Not a cook, but I eat okra. undercooked, I give it two thumbs down.
Ew, yeah.
Pickled okra, what are your thoughts?
I do it for sure. Okay. And I'll eat that. I can do that. But for whatever reason, undercooked okra makes me feel that sick in my throat feeling.
A good answer.
Yeah.
Cooked to overcooked for okra.
All right. Last one. And this you can blame Tiff. And if your answer is no to this, that's fine. Can you tell us a joke?
I hear them all the time.
I'm going to be honest. I couldn't tell a joke off the cuff.
I can't. Can we put that one on hold and maybe something will pop up and we can bring it back in?
Yep.
Don't worry. You're not the first person. I also would
I also can't tell a joke. Yeah. Even if you gave me like a half hour, like think of a joke, I'd be like writing a joke. Like I can't think I don't know. Can't think of them.
You should write us a joke.
Okay. Nope. I wasn't committing to that. All right, Chad. So we mentioned we're going to get into the real interview now. Silly part's over.
Okay. I'm ready.
That's a lie. We'll be silly the whole time.
Serious part now. So we mentioned at the beginning that we met you originally at the La Sportiva Run Camp that we were in Montreat, North Carolina. And that was last spring. Yeah. It kept popping up in my memories on social media. Yeah. I think it was just about a year ago. And you work for La Sportiva. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself? How did you end up in Western North Carolina?
Are you from there?
Yeah, like tell us, you know, the baseball's about Chad.
So I'm from where I'm living now in Western North Carolina, in this area. I was born in Silva, North Carolina, if you're familiar with Silva. But I grew up in an adjacent county to where I'm at right now. I live in Glen Alpine, North Carolina. That's home, and had been for years and years. As I was leaving college, went to college at ASU, Appalachian State University. Then I moved to Chattanooga with my wife in 2001 and began working for Rock Creek Outfitters then. And I wore literally every hat you could wear working for those guys. Truly loved that part of my life, but I started as a sales associate on the floor, became the assistant manager, manager, general manager, left and did a stint in repping for a while. I repped Marmot and Chaco for years. And then I migrated back like a bad penny. I turned back up at Rock Creek and was in the buying department and became head buyer and then ultimately part of the ownership group. I worked there for a lot of years. So total time in the outdoor industry going on 24 years. And the last 3 years, luckily, as my family, we knew we were moving back home from Chattanooga at some point. So when we got ready to sell our home, one of my very best longtime friends, John DeRoe, and his brother Brad, they have had a sales agency for now almost 21, 22 years, working primarily for Petzl, but they're both longtime climbers, really good friends with all of our friends at La Sportiva, and this rep role came open, and they pulled me on board as I was moving back home to North Carolina. So yeah, long time in the outdoor industry. I love it for sure. A long rock climbing pass. That's what took me originally from North Carolina to Chattanooga and then back home. But somewhere along the way, when my basically 2 years after my son was born, I began making the transition from rock climbing into trail running. And so that's been my love since then.
That's awesome.
Was your degree in school anything related to the outdoor industry? I'm always just curious.
Yeah. Yeah, not at all. Well, sort of. So my degree's in nutrition, which I loved. And at the time, just a reminder again, I was a rock climber. So kind of restricting or controlling your diet is probably a parcel of being a rock climber if you're trying to improve and get stronger. So I was naturally interested in nutrition and loved all the coursework, but the jobs that it prepared me for, like being a dietitian at a hospital, I wasn't super excited about doing that. Folks that are in the hospital typically don't care what you have to say about their diet and helping them to be on a better health plan. So non-compliance is what you call that in the healthcare industry. So just as luck would have it, I'd done some teaching, and then ultimately, like I said, I found roots, developed big roots at Rock Creek. And outdoor sales.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think it's always, I'm just always interested in how people get into this industry. And it just kind of like ends up being, I think a lot of people are just, it's their hobbies draw them into that. Yeah. And then they find that there's actually careers in it.
Yeah. Which is the cool thing about the industry. It's full of people who love it.
Yeah.
Like it's not because you majored in it and now you're stuck in it. Like this wasn't probably anyone really planned, but that's wonderful that this is our job, you know?
It really is. And it's a small industry in the end. Everybody seems to know everybody or know some. It's like Kevin Bacon. There's only a few degrees of separation between knowing someone. But yeah, nice, tight, familial industry. I've loved it forever too. And to all the people that are in the positions that we're in, whether owning our own businesses or being marketing directors for outdoor specialty or run specialty, they're all unicorns, like you were saying. They've got They've got roots in outdoor, being outside, trail running, rock climbing, mountain biking. But at the same time, they've got some business want to, some business sense. And it's tough finding folks like that.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, tell us a little bit about your running then. So you were, I mean, you probably still do rock climb a little bit. Maybe you don't. I don't know. But tell us about that transition. Like what kind of, I mean, you said when your son was born, but tell us a little bit more about that. What brought you into running?
So honestly, an injury and some really good friends, it'll start there. But like I said, rock climbing was my passion for years. I had a bad rock climbing injury. I crushed my calcaneus in a climbing accident years ago. And I was told then I probably would never climb again. But I worked really hard. So I got back to climbing. But I didn't think I would ever have a chance to run. But two of my really, really good friends, John Dereau and Chad Fowler, longtime rock climbing buddies, they were getting into, and this happens with every sport. You guys have seen it. But there's a passion sport. And then as time goes on, you get these, I want a mountain bike, or I want a trail run, whatever it is to be outside. So my buddies were running and I wanted to try to get back out and try to do that. And first few times going out with them, running on the trails on Lookout Mountain in Chattanooga was great, but it was absolutely killing my foot. My old rock climbing injury just wouldn't accept it. And after a few weeks of trying to, wanting so bad to spend that time with them, be outside with them, it wasn't happening. So I cried to my wife a little bit, and she said, you know, there's a doctor that I know that I think we should have you talk to, Dr. Bruce out of Chattanooga. He's also the sports medicine specialist for Baylor and Macaulay Schools in Chattanooga. But he brought me in, took some pictures of my foot, and decided that maybe if we removed all the old hardware, which was 11 screws and a metal plate, he thought that it would give me a chance to get some pain relief. And he did the surgery, took everything out. 8 weeks later, I started running again, a day at a time. And it is, long story short, that injury, I've improved. It's improved every year since then. And I've been running now since maybe 2009 or 10.
Oh,
and I can run 5 or 6 days a week now.
That's incredible.
So that was one thing. Friends that were pulling me to get outside and run. So a lot of encouragement, me wanting to spend time with them. And then at the time, I was still rock climbing too. But I can remember the day I was running and climbing. I went to rock climb at Deep Creek, which is an area that I helped develop outside of Chattanooga. And I'd been there long enough to do two climbing routes. And Gabe, my son, was 2 years old. He would have been at home at that time with Rebecca, my wife. And I looked up at my good buddy, Chad Fowler, and said, I think I've had enough. Can you take me home? And he said, sure, man, let's go. And he took me home, and I really never turned back. The cool thing about trail running or running in general is if you need to, you can do it right out your front door. Mm-hmm. If you're into rock climbing, it's there's a lot that goes into it. A lot of hours get taken away, and I didn't want to miss that time with my family. So combination of really good friends pulling me and encouraging me to get overcome an old injury to get outside and run, and then me wanting to have time with my family. That's the cool thing about running. You can compartmentalize it and still have a real life and still spend time outside.
Yeah. And you get a lot of bang for your buck too. Yeah. I feel like with running is you spend an hour outside and you get a good run in.
Yeah.
You know, you could spend an hour driving to a mountain bike trail or getting your tires ready. Or I imagine rock climbing is the same way. There's just a lot of build up to it, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of work around the work. So
no doubt.
Yeah. If you live in a cool place like we do, you can get to a great trail pretty quick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You guys are sitting in a perfect spot. No doubt.
You as well. Really great trails over there. Well, that's incredible. I'm really impressed with the foot. Do you have any hardware in it now, or he took it all out?
When he was backing the screws out, one of the heads off the screws popped. And so he just shoved the screw on into the calcaneus and said, so you've got an extra little piece still in there. But it was neat when he was looking at my foot and deciding whether surgery would help me or not. He was able to push. The hardware had been there a lot of years at that point. And initially I was told it would never come out. Mm-hmm. But he was like, I can feel each individual screw and your body is shoving these things out. So it was, my body was already trying to get rid of that stuff. Yep. So he sped up the process for me, took it out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah. And 8 weeks isn't that long to then get out there and run on it.
No. He treated it. So right after the surgery, you know, it left all those holes in there. So we treated it like a broken calcaneus. So I was just on crutches for like you would with a bone, 6 to 8 weeks, and then back at it. But it was really stepwise. It was, you know, nothing's ever linear when you're trying to improve at something like that. So if looking back, it was 2 steps forward, 1 step back, but eventually it all just built back out. And honestly, my foot feels healthier this year than it did last year, than the year before that. It's pretty amazing. If you'll just continue to kind of push around the edges, things can continue to improve.
Yeah. Well, that's a testament to, I think, the body's like just natural want to get stronger and to heal. Then also you're like healthily challenging yourself. Mm-hmm. You're not just sitting, you know, a lot of times people would be like, well, I don't run anymore because I had an injury a long time ago, and you are stronger because you're running. So
yeah. For sure. Mm-hmm.
That's, don't get me started on the people that are like, running's bad for your knees.
Yeah. Or it hurts, so I stopped. I'm like, it hurts. There's going to be pain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's how do you manage it, and how do you use that to get stronger as opposed to hurt yourself
unless
more.
You do have a real injury. Disclaimer, listeners, do see a doctor.
That's right. Run there. That's right. Run
there. All right. Well, can you tell us a little bit about La Sportiva? And, you know, you mentioned how you got to the brand, but tell us, what do you do? Like, what do you do for Sportiva? And just give us the basics.
So I'm a sales rep for La Sportiva, which is a lot of fun. Actually, I get to work with ladies like you at Terra, right? And Sportiva builds footwear and apparel, but we were born in footwear, right? We've been in business almost going on 95 years, since 1928. So been in business a long time with the sole purpose of building footwear solutions for anything that has to do with the outdoors. And so initially that started with mountaineering. So roots in mountaineering that naturally led to different sports, rock climbing. So we've got huge support inside the U.S. throughout the world in regard to rock climbing. If inside the United States itself, we have about 53% of the market share in rock climbing. So that's with 20 different brands probably out there that build rock climbing shoes here in the U.S. So most people in the U.S. still know us for that. I didn't mention the company's based in Italy, but distributed out of Boulder, Colorado. But yeah, a lot of years in business, still family owned, but the original family, the Della Dio family, that are all mountain athletes. But if you're from trail running to rock climbing to approach shoes to mountaineering boots to high mountain boots, we build a solution for every outside endeavor. Yeah, great company, fantastic products. I love them and had worked with Sportiva for years at Rock Creek as a buyer. And so had really great relationships with all the folks that work there now. And so that's a little bit about Sportiva and how I came on board. But from my chair, a marketing hat's really good. Kind of dabble with marketing, work with retailers. My whole goal is to help build business and success for all my retail partners. I've been on the retail side, was there for years, and I know how, I mean, you have to roll up your sleeves as a retailer and get out there and be part of a community. And you've got to execute on great sales. You've got to be a curator of all kinds of product. You guys, the community relies on y'all to bring together the best collection of footwear for folks to use and clothing for them to use when they're outside running, whether they're trail running or road running. So, there's a lot of pressure at that point. And that's where the rubber meets the road with where the products get shared with the community. So my goal as a sales rep is to make that more seamless and fun and increase the knowledge of the products that are actually getting out in the community too. Mm-hmm. It's a fun job. Definitely is. It has some travel with it. It's a great position.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So a lot of our reps have like a territory, you know, different. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure you do too, but what is your territory?
It's everything in the Southeast. So if you're looking at a map and you're seeing the Southeast cutout, that's what we do. And that's on the La Sportiva side. On the Petzl side of things, we have Petzl Sport and there's Petzl Pro. Okay. So the pro side is all the work. Think of vertical access and military and law enforcement and things like that. And so that territory is a little bigger. It runs further into the Mid-Atlantic and all the way out to Texas. But Sportiva proper is right in what you'd consider the Southeast. And throw in Arkansas, too. Arkansas sitting out there. But uh-huh. to me, that's they're Southeast.
Yeah. Like, are they Southeast? Are they Midwest? Yeah. Like, what are they?
Yep. But from North Carolina, it's far. That's,
that's true. It's a long way. Yep. Yeah. Yep. That's right.
So you were, we've mentioned this seven times, you were the mastermind behind this La Sportiva run retreat that we came on. So you planned it, you invited some retailers and some key players in the Southeast, and we got to try the shoes. We got to stay outside of Asheville, and we got to run trails in Sportiva shoes. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, if you were trying to convert two ladies to love La Sportiva, you did it. Yes. We, quite honestly, might not have brought them in if we hadn't had the opportunity to meet you and get to know the brand really well, and then also try them. You know, We took brand new Sportiva shoes out of the box and went on a 12-mile
mountain running
for sure.
And the shoes were amazing. So we're big fans. Since then, brought in two models that we've got in the store, and working on kind of growing the brand at Terra Running Company. I don't know what my question was there, but just wanted everyone to know that that's how we were converted. So can you tell us more about that kind of run retreat brand experience? Like, we got a great taste of Sportiva and the values of the brand there. Tell us more about that. How'd that come to be? And how'd you end up as a travel agent? You know?
Well, you know, that we used to do these things in the Southeast. This is my first stint as a rep, but dealer camps, getting outside, getting folks immersed in rock climbing, trail running, and things like that. And time went on, COVID happened, everybody got inside their own bubble. And then as we were coming out of that, we were Darren Young, who you guys know, of course, our sales manager, was interested and the concept of what it would look like if we took one of our territories or all of our territories and created an experience like that, where we bring folks that we know with folks that we don't know that we would like to know together and give them an experience outside. And so myself and John DeRoe, who you know, we've had experience at putting those kinds of events together in the past. And so naturally all the pointers and fingers started pointing at us in the Southeast to, one, pick a cool location, which is really easy because there's so much so close to home, you know. So cool location with opportunity to run trail with the great, you know, mountain retreats, the cabins that we stayed in there. Montreat's perfect for that, you know. Mm-hmm. But just knowing that, one, we had great friends in place that could vouch for us too, so we could reach out to folks like you guys with Tara to get them to come with us over to that beautiful spot, spend a couple of days, throw in Anton Krupica, one of our great mountain running athletes. And to your point, our footwear, nothing excels like having the confidence to put people in your shoes, because then the proof's in the pudding. You know, here are the shoes. Here's an incredibly beautiful but difficult trail system, right? So you're out there long enough to experience some highs and lows, and really think about how the footwear works on your feet, right? And in all conditions. I mean, you guys can vouch for that was the Seven Sisters course that we ran, and lots of vertical gain, all kinds of trail conditions, technical. Of course, the whole last part of it from Graybeard down, you'll remember, is like a roller coaster ride, running mm-hmm. through these crazy stone doors and everything. So we pulled these great folks together. They have great run experience and retail experience. They put on our shoes. They're also great athletes like yourselves. We go out, run a course, and either the shoes excel and people recognize that, or they don't. So it was a proof in the pudding type thing. Mm-hmm. We had the setting, we had the shoes, we had the right folks with people like Terra Running Company out there with us. And it created an opportunity for La Sportiva in our territory to get more into run specialty. That's mm-hmm. a goal of ours. We're born really in outdoor, and of course outdoor has, you know, rock climbing and camping and backpacking and all the sports are kind of inclusive there, but to find our way into specialty footwear where, I said this before, where the rubber really does meet the road with mm-hmm. shoes, with experts like you guys, that's where the brand, that's another segment that the brand wants to be in. So that run camp was perfect mm-hmm. scenario for that. And it was a lot of fun to boot, right? We knew it would be that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Good so food fun. Too in the end.
Great. Oh yeah. Great food.
Great folks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was awesome. We really enjoyed
it. Great beverages too. Yeah, it was awesome.
We're talking about it a year later,
yeah.
But it worked. I mean, we really enjoyed the shoes, and that's a way to, just test them out right away.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We would have known right
yeah.
away.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like what we do with demo runs regularly. And we are going to bring you over for a demo run here soon. So mm-hmm. listeners,
yep.
check the Terror event calendar. La Sportiva is coming soon. But
yep.
can you tell us a little bit more about the shoes? You know, you're using the phrase, obviously the rubber meets the road, but you all have some pretty good rubber.
Yeah.
We do. For sure.
Shoes.
Mm-hmm.
If we're known for anything inside the running industry right now, it is the sole packages, the Friction X rubber. There's different compounds that we use, all with the intent of being sticky in bad conditions, whether they're, and we live in the perfect area from Eastern Tennessee over to West North Carolina. Plenty of wet, right? Plenty of rugged, plenty of roots, all kinds of different rock, sandstone to granite to schist, some slippery, some not, some tacky. So the whatever's on the bottom package of the shoe is really important when you're using it in mountain and plateau settings like we live in. And out there running and having the confidence that you can places, it just increases the landscape when you're looking at a trail and it's super technical. If it's a wet, rainy day and just a regular pair of shoes, you're very conscious of places that, well, I can't step there. I won't be able to step there. I can't trust my foot on that rock. It opens up so much for you being able to have the confidence that you've got a really sticky rubber compound on the bottom of the shoe. And if Sportiva knows anything, we certainly know rock climbing and sticky rubber compounds. The rock climbing side of things, for the mountaineering side, approach shoes, and certainly in trail running too. So that's one place that we really separate ourselves. And with one of the shoes that you guys are carrying, that's brand new for us, the Prodigio, that's just become available. That rubber compound is there. It's in a minimal format, so it makes the shoe itself is really light. But Sportiva is also really good at testing new technologies, and we're doing that with that shoe, that Prodigio shoe in particular. The midsole package of that shoe is this stuff called supercritical foam. It's really hard to say, so Sportiva just calls it X-Flow. And, you know, there's a couple, three different companies that are experimenting with it right now that have it in their shoes. I would expect that by the time we get into fall of 25 and spring of 26, every footwear brand in the industry will have at least 1, 2, 3 or more SKUs that are using this compound. It's tip of the spear stuff for sure. More durable, lighter, and has much better energy return than just standard EVA does. Of course, anybody that's a runner knows that EVA is that stuff in the middle of the shoe that just makes it nice and spongy and comfortable out of the box and also gives lift to your run. But this stuff is it's a significant improvement for the midsole package. So look for Sportiva. I already know this because I've seen behind the curtain. Mm-hmm. We'll build it into more platforms. There's a Prodigio Pro that's coming for next spring that's even lighter, faster than the Prodigio that we have right now. And then we'll also use it in some some fast pack hike trail run shoes with it that are really mid boots. So
awesome.
Interesting things happening for that shoe as we go forward.
Yeah. Shoes crack me up. There's so much technology that goes into it. Like until I was in this like industry, I mean, like I knew a little bit about shoes because I was a runner.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, yeah, get the super critical foam, and you got that rubber compound.
That's so really important, man.
And we're just scratching the surface. Like, you know.
Like a whole engineer.
Right.
Engineered.
Yeah, it's amazing. And when we talk about the confidence on the trails with the outsole and the grippiness of the outsole, that you cannot overstate how important that is when you go on a trail that's wet and rocky and muddy and maybe a little bit above your expert level, to have those shoes on that you know are going to keep you gripped in. It just makes it so much, you're so much more capable. I always feel very confident in my Sportiva shoes.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I want to go on a trail run now. I'm feeling it. It's hot out, but I'm ready to go. But, you know, Chad, since you're, you know, now like part travel agent after booking this run retreat. Tell the listeners, if they were going to go over to the Asheville area, we're not far from that, about 3 hours away. What are some good trails? Like, where should we run?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, there's so much that's happening over here right now. From where you guys are at there in Montreat, if you were to go, you know, coming into Asheville, you leave Asheville, you come into Swannanoa and Black Mountain, that area. And of course, Montreat is like a little offshoot as you're coming over the mountains there. It's in a cul-de-sac, butted up against all this wilderness. West North Carolina has over 6 million acres of terrain that is either wilderness or national forest or state forest. So packed over here in Rhododendron Tunnel, beautiful areas, mountains, of course. I would point folks in the direction of Black Mountain, no doubt, which is right beside Asheville. Asheville's a great location, too. Come off the mountain into Old Fort, which is where I want to get you all over to sometime soon. That's just 30 minutes down the road from my house, or even where I live in Glen Alpine and Morganton. I used to praise Chattanooga, and I continue to. We used to say there's 50 trailheads within 10 or 15 minutes of downtown Chattanooga. You're in that world over here, too, whether you're in Black Mountain, Swannanoa, Old Fort, Morganton, this Asheville, this whole corridor over here is loaded. So pinning you down to just one would be hard to do. But if you're in any of these locations, you have access. There's trail access almost right out the door. And as you guys know, with Big Frog being so close by, Big Frog has some similar terrain to what we have over here in the high country of Western North Carolina. Lot of climbing, right? A lot of uphill, a lot of steep descents. But all of them end in really good views, right? Yep. Or at least the middle part of your run, which you guys got to experience when you're over here doing the Seven Sisters. But the short answer is come over, stop anywhere along the I-40 corridor, but from the moment you come into the state to the moment you leave the mountains, there's stuff that's just out the door.
I love it. Let's book our trip.
That's
now,
awesome.
Everyone.
Let's come go on.
Grab our shoes and go. I'm ready.
Well, Chad, thank you so much. We have loved learning more about you, about your career in in outdoor, and now also run specialty, and learning more about La Sportiva. We're excited to continue to share the brand and its mission and its really good quality with our customers. So before we go, we always ask our interviewees these questions. What advice would you give to a new runner? And what advice would you give to a more seasoned runner, someone with more experience?
A new runner, stay with it, right? There's so much to be had. Be stepwise, take your time. You know, running improvement takes a while, and it certainly takes consistency. But the more you do it, it doesn't get any easier. Never does, because you'll just run faster. It's part of it.
Yep.
The staying consistent for the young or new runner, and then it's probably the same is true for the longtime runner too. The benefit of being outside, getting a history behind you that you can turn around and look at, the span of your running career, you know, staying with it. I think there's a component of suffering that comes along with running. Some runs feel great, and that's awesome. But, you know, a good medium to long run, you're going to feel tired at some point in there. Maybe sometimes you want to stop, but running teaches perseverance and staying with it and finishing things. And I think to the seasoned runner, that's just a reminder that no matter whether it's running or it's daily life, it's being a good dad or a good husband or whatever, suffering a little bit, great success in everything that you do. So I think that for both the new runner and the lifelong runner. Keeping that component of your life in there makes every aspect of what you're doing, whether it's your job or your family, your friends, it just creates puts a lift on all that stuff. So, don't stop. Continue to get outside and continue to improve.
Love it. That's great advice.
Speaking of advice, this is our final last lap question. Last question of the interview. And to be honest, it's probably harder than the joke question. we've been asking guests this season, what is the best piece of advice, like life advice, that you've ever received?
Okay, that's a great question. And it made me, the first thing that I thought of when you asked was my son and a longtime friend of mine, mentor, one of the founders of Rock Creek, Dawson Wheeler, told me that this is great advice to the soon to be dad. Does that help? So I'll pin it down to that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I was waiting on my son to be born. He was probably a couple months away. And Dawson told me, he said, I need to share something with you. It's really important. Somebody shared with me. And I said, okay, I'm ready. He said, Rebecca, your wife's been with Gabe, your son, for almost 9 months. He's been inside her for 9 months. And he said, when Gabe comes out, you're going to do what you're supposed to do. You're going to look at him and you're going to think, I'm the dad. That's my son. I'm supposed to love him. And you're going to do all the things that a dad should do. You know, you'll be helping Rebecca. You'll be changing the diapers. You'll be doing all the things, the positive things to make a great life for Gabe. He said, but as the months go by, 1 month, 2 month, 3 month, 7, 8, 9, he said, your heart will be like the Grinch. He said, your heart's going to grow 2 or 3 sizes. And the amount of love that you feel when he comes, when you see him for the first time, is nothing in comparison to what it feels like by month 9. And he said, and it only grows from there. And I remember him saying that, of course. I was like, wow, it was a long piece of advice. And I was like, why is he telling me this? And it was only after the 5, 6, 7, 8 month of my son being on the planet with us that I realized, well, what good advice that was and how much I had to look forward to, right? Mm-hmm. Looking forward to the birth, that's great. But that's just the kickoff for stuff like that. And I think that probably, you could take stuff like that and raise it up like we were talking earlier, let it be mm-hmm. part of any part of your life. But for the best piece of advice that came from him for an about to be dad.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yes. How special. How special. Yeah.
Do you ever go out with your son? Is he an outdoors guy?
He is. So he's a runner. And so he's a really good runner. I'd spent, you know, he's now a junior in high school, and I can go out and run part of his long runs with him now, but I got to run with him as he was improving. Now I can hold on for if he's got a 9 or 10 mile long run on the weekend, I can be there for 5 or 6 of them.
He's like, okay, bye, Dad.
Yeah. Get back at home. Yeah.
That's awesome.
But he's the running, he's been bitten by it too. So it's a good thing. I'm so glad he's found it.
That's awesome.
That's wonderful. Well, Chad, thank you again so much for your time, for the information that you shared, the great advice. And again, we're excited for you to get to know our running community at Terra Running Company a little bit more with La Sportiva.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too.
Well, thanks everyone for listening. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Tiffany.
And we're the Terra Girls.
Inspiring people, one runner at a time. The Terra Girls podcast is brought to you by Terra Running Company, Cleveland's specialty running store. Named one of the best running stores in the country, Terra Running Company offers top-notch customer service and all the best running and walking brands. Whatever you need to support your active lifestyle, we've got it. Carrying brands like Hoka, Brooks, On, and New Balance, we also have the best fit specialists to help you find the best shoe for you. Open 7 days a week in downtown Cleveland or 24/7 at terrarunning.com.